Welcome
to the Florida Grands podcast. I'm Florida Grands Ben, and
I'm Florida Grand Amy.
And today we're gonna be messing around with an echo. Tell me a joke.
Echo, tell us a joke. I guess Echo is messing around with us. Echo, tell us a joke.
I tried to write a joke about pie, but it went on forever.
because 3.14, yeah.
Okay.
Ha ha ha, that was so funny. So funny.
So we've got a list of funny things to ask Alexa, and we're
going to ask some. But instead of saying Alexa, we have to say ECHO because that's the name of ours.
Yeah.
Echo, are we there yet?
Wherever you go, there you are.
So I guess we are there.
Echo, what sound does a rabbit make?
When rabbits are happy, they make a soft clucking noise that sounds a bit like they have the hiccups. Interestingly, carrots are notorious for causing the hiccups. Probably unrelated, but it's still pretty funny.
It is quite funny. Echo, pretend to be a chicken.
I'm better at chicken jokes, but here goes. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluckety, cluck.
Echo, that was pretty poor.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Okay. Alexa, Echo, what's your favorite sandwich?
I love grilled cheese.
Me too.
Yeah, I do too. Echo, what's your favorite drink?
She doesn't say beer.
Echo, what's your favorite drink?
I like lemonade with a twist of Beyonce.
With a twist of Beyonce?
I think.
Is that a joke?
I think that meant I think there's a song called Lemonade.
Oh, I get it. I'm not up on all these things. What are you burping up, Grand Ben?
Root beer.
Make sure you let everybody know.
Mug root beer is not sponsored. We're not sponsored. Sponsor us, companies, please.
But if you want to get a nice belch going, we recommend Mug root beer. Okay, you're next.
Echo, what's your favorite food?
While I appreciate food and drink, my taste is better reflected in the company I keep.
What?
Echo, I really feel like you didn't answer the question.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, of course you don't, because you suck.
Echo, are you feeling funky beatbox for me?
I'm not sure.
I think that was a question. Play some funky beatbox. Echo, play some funky beatbox for me.
Play This Is Funky, hard beatbox, right?
Okay.
Here's your team update. The Thunder are in fourth place in the NBA Northwest Division at 49-33.
That's not what we asked for.
I appreciate that information, but
we didn't ask that question.
Let me give you something a little more simple. But it's your turn.
Echo, sing a silly song.
Got my mind on a number, lucky number of mine. 3.14159. My day is pi day, diameter, circumference, infinite, irrational, without an encumbrance. Going round in circles, a revolving door. Feeling transcendental over 3.14. I'll take a slice of that never-ending pie, a never-ending slice. Oh me, oh my.
That was pretty silly.
Echo. That was epic.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know, honey. Okay. Alexa. Echo. Tell me some gossip.
You have to promise you won't tell anyone I told you this, but I heard that Janine said that Thomas heard that Shauna saw that David told Mary, who was out eating a cheeseburger, that Alex overheard when Christy whispered to Amanda, who lied when she claimed that Stephen said. Oh man, I forget what Stephen said.
Nice try, Alexa.
Echo. Give me some words of wisdom.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Give me some words of wisdom.
Here's a wisdom, the movie, quote, go, 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 go.
Echo, stop. Echo, what would Robin say? Echo, what would Robin say?
Holy clockwork, Batman.
This one seems cool. Echo, ET phone home.
I can't make intergalactic space calls yet.
Darn it, that sucks.
Echo, what's your favorite video game?
My focus is on Horizon Zero Dawn. You get to shoot robot dinosaurs with a bow and arrow, and yes, that is as fun as it sounds.
I think that does sound fun.
Yeah, it does sound kind of fun.
Get in on that action.
Yeah. Echo, give me a positive fact.
According to Stanford University, here's a fact about A+. According to Stanford University, people with A-positive type blood can donate blood to people with type A-positive and Ab-positive.
I think she means AB positive. That's a positive fact. Yeah. Using the word positive quite a bit. I thought it was going to be more of an upbeat fact, like an encouraging, rather than a negative fact.
Yeah.
What if we ask it to give us a negative fact? Echo, give me a negative fact.
Negative of a number less than zero.
Well, you described it, but you didn't give me an interesting fact about it. All right.
It's not your turn.
Is it?
Yeah.
Echo, have you got the hiccups?
This might answer your question. According to Mayo Clinic, most hiccups go away without treatment. If another condition is causing your hiccups, treating that condition may get rid of the hiccups. For hiccups lasting more than 2 days, your doctor may suggest medication. An anesthetic injected into an nerve that serves the muscle.
Echo, stop.
It's not what we want.
I was asking if you... Echo, do you have hiccups?
This might answer your question. According to Mayo
Clinic...
Echo,
stop. Echo, have you got hiccups?
This might answer your question. According to Mayo Clinic,
Echo, stop.
Most hiccups...
Just do the next one.
Echo, tell me something weird.
Philippine election officials have settled a rare tie in a mayoral race by tossing a coin. Sue Cadillo was proclaimed the new mayor of the town of Araceli in Western Palawan Province after she won a best of three coin flip by picking tails.
That's... weird, I guess.
Echo, pretend to be a superhero.
All right, I see a baby kitten fall into the water. Splash! I jump in to save it, but the water is freezing cold like Yowzer. So I decide it's better to use my superpowers. Zing! And poof! We're back to safety. Meow!
That was some cool roleplay.
Echo, drum roll, please.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
We're gonna have to use that sometime.
Yeah.
Echo, I've got a cunning plan.
I've got a plan so cunning, you could put a tail on it and call it a weasel.
Echo, give me a magic potion.
The skill, Skyrim Potions, can help you with that. Did you want to enable it?
Yes.
Okay, here's Skyrim Potions. Welcome to the Skyrim Potions Helper. You can ask a question like, what's the recipe for a frenzy potion? Now, what can I help you with?
I want to make someone fall asleep.
I'm sorry, I currently do not know the recipe for someone fall asleep. What else can I help with?
I want to make someone's ears grow long.
I'm sorry, I currently do not know the recipe for someone's ears grow long. What else can I help with?
Echo, do your ears hang low?
You can ask questions about Skyrim potions such as, what's the recipe for a frenzy potion? Or, you can say exit. Now, what can I help you with?
What's the recipe for a frenzy potion?
To make frenzy, you'll need some of these. Blisterwort, Fortusk, Falmarir, Fly Amanita, Hag Ravenfeathers, Human Heart, Troll Fat.
Got it. Alright, got all those. Good. I just went shopping this past week, so... Good thing I stocked up.
I'll make some after this.
Echo. Oh, you gotta do that one under the potion one.
The skill, Jeff Pollock Piano, can help you with that.
What?
Did you want to enable it?
No.
Alright.
Oh, I think it's your turn.
She never answered the ears.
Eh.
Okay, I'll do that one. Echo, do your ears hang low?
Here's Do Your Ears Hang Low by Cedar Monk Kids on Amazon Music. If you're a landlubber adorned in long clothes without a set of sturdy sea legs, it's best ye stay ashore.
That was kind of boring.
Echo, give me a blooper.
Here's one of my favorite bloopers. How did dinosaurs go extinct? Take two. The leading theory is that a mass extinction was caused by a hemorrhoid colliding with the Earth. Oops, did I just say hemorrhoid?
Yes, you did, Echo. Yes, you did.
Oh,
she meant asteroid.
Echo, what Hogwarts house do you belong to?
I like to think I'd be in Ravenclaw, but only the Sorting Hat knows for sure.
Echo, what Hogwarts house do I belong to?
I like to think I'd be in Ravenclaw, but only the Sorting Hat knows for sure.
Sorting Hat?
I don't know that one.
Next upgrade, maybe I'll get a Sorting Hat. Echo will be the Sorting Hat.
Yeah.
That would be smart. Echo, who is your celebrity crush?
I spelled it wrong on the website.
I'm a bit sentimental, so I'm going to say R2-D2. You never forget your first crush. Okay, here's my impression of William Shatner singing the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, N, X, and finally, Y and Z.
That was kind of boring.
Wasn't really singing either.
Yeah.
Okay, Echo. Give me a scary fact.
This might answer your question. Here's a fact about Under the Bed. Meredith Salinger was considered for the role of Angela Houseman.
must be a movie.
Echo. What's the point of Lost?
You have Find My Phone enabled. Do you want to open it?
No.
No.
Echo, what's the point of wasps?
According to another Amazon customer, a wasp is any insect of the order Hymenoptera and suborder Apocryta that is neither a bee nor an ant. The Apocryta have a common evolutionary ancestor and form a clade.
That didn't give me the point.
Echo.
Wait, I have to...
Do 100 push-ups.
I have to slurp my drink.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
You're boring! Okay.
So delicious.
It doesn't even know. That's boring.
Echo. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
That's the next line of the song. How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Okay, can you scroll down? Because I can't see this. Oh, we might need this one. Echo, how do you make slime?
Okay. For slime, I recommend the top recipe called How to Make 3-Ingredient Slime Without Borax. You can ask for more information, or for more recipes, say next.
Next.
Okay, next is slime punch, which takes 10 minutes to make. You can ask for more information, or for more recipes, say next.
No.
Cancel. Alexa, give us a tongue twister. Echo.
Echo, give us it, Alexa.
Echo, give us a tongue twister.
40 horse Norse oarsmen flew off course when a seahorse sneeze unleashed a breeze.
That's...
Echo, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
Oh. Echo, tell me what you want when you really... Well, I don't know how to sing it.
Echo. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
You're very indecisive about quite a bit, Echo.
Okay.
It's a piña. You want to do the next one?
Do
okay.
The pina colada.
Okay, go ahead.
Echo. Do you like pina colada? Echo? Do you like pina colada?
Yes, in fact, I love kiwi colada.
I was expecting it to say something like the one song that's like...
Echo, recommend a prank.
I don't know that one.
You don't know anything, you're boring. Echo, tell me some facts about sleep.
Humans are the only mammal that willingly delay sleep.
Echo, are you blue?
Only my light ring. Only my light ring.
Knock, knock. Echo? Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Huh? Why are you knocking? Why don't you? Like, send me a text or whatever.
Echo. No.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
I never
Matthew. Said that. Matthew who? Matthew do at home is called homework.
Echo, will you be my girlfriend?
I like you, as a friend.
Oof. Echo. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because her brother dared her to.
Who said it's a her?
In this case, it was a her. Where did it go? We're like way... Well, I'm not
not asking that. Echo, why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I've heard that way too many times. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Ask this one. You can ask this one.
Echo, is there a Santa?
All I know is that someone has been eating all my cookies.
Echo. Marco.
Polo.
go ahead.
We're gonna be put on like 5 lists.
I know, go ahead, do it anyway.
Echo, how do I get rid of a dead body?
If the death is expected, call the police non-emergency number and a funeral home of your choice. For an unexpected death, call 911.
That's boring. That's not what I was expecting.
We mean, what, Echo? What is a sneaky way to get rid of a dead body?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
I bet you weren't. Wait a minute. Alexa? Echo? Who is the fairest of them all?
More fair by far are you than all, so says this mirror on the wall.
Echo. See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
Jeez. Is that the mall? It can't all be all. There's more. Echo. Oh, is it your turn?
I think it's yours.
Okay. Echo.
Your turn is...
Echo. Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Echo. Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Echo. Show me the money.
Jerry, you got to yell.
Echo. Show me the money.
Jerry, you got to yell.
Echo. Show me the money.
Jerry, you got to yell.
Do this once more. Echo. Show me the money!
Jerry, you got to yell.
Freaking worth... I'm just gonna...
No, it's a line in a movie. It's from a movie.
I'm just gonna...
Okay, while you're doing that, I'm gonna slurp some beverage. Close to the microphone. It's so refreshing. It's ice water with lime and a dash of sea salt for my electrolytes.
Sea salt?
Okay, get your drink so you can slurp it close to the microphone. Today, the Florida Grands, while Benny is out, the Florida Grands were busy getting Benny's birthday gifts. But I'll tell you privately that Benny has a birthday coming up this week and he'll be 11 years old. Okay, here he comes. Shake it. Shake that bye. What's the flavor?
Watermelon. Cooler watermelon.
Yeah.
It's the cooler watermelon. Cooler watermelon.
You don't like it, I'll try it, but... So we got the watermelon flavored bye out.
Echo. Surely you can't be serious. Sorry, watch advice.
Echo. Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Scroll down. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand that.
The kitchen echo is answering us. And she's really, really, like, just not knowing, like, why we're talking in here. Do you know how to say that?
Which one?
That's from The Princess Bride.
I already did.
Oh, okay. Echo, my name is Inigo Montoya.
Stop saying that. I've never killed anyone's father.
Echo, you talking to me?
I am talking to you, but you can always tell me to stop.
Yeah, that's true. Echo, these aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
Echo, I am your father.
No! That's not true. That's impossible.
Echo, I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in the rain. Time to die.
So serious, Echo.
Echo, what is your quest?
The noun quest is usually defined as a search or pursuit made in order to find or obtain something. The verb quest is usually defined as to search, seek, often followed by for or after.
Don't let it get warm. Make sure it's cold. You know things are better when they're cold. Just break it open. If you don't like it, then I'll drink it. I'll slurp it for the microphone. It just went way down. Oh, no. Echo. Can you sing in auto-tune?
In the song I hear until the coolest sound I've ever known. Somewhere far along this flow, machines have found their soul, and the groove ain't heartless.
Dang, girl. You sure can. Just pick a random one.
Okay. I call heads. What do you call?
Tails.
You call tails. I bet $1 it will land on heads.
Okay.
Echo, flip a coin.
Flipping. It's heads.
Oh, you don't have to give me one. I was fully expecting to give you $1.
Thanks, bud. Thanks for being up front with it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to pick the number 4. What are you going to pick on a 6-sided dice?
I'll pick a 3.
So I'm picking 4, you're picking 3. Echo. Roll the dice. Roll a dice.
5? Redo it.
Echo. Roll a dice.
I rolled a 6-sided die and got 4.
Oh. No, that's okay. I won that bet. You won one and I won one. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, random number. Random number.
Echo, where are my keys?
I recommend retracing your steps.
Echo, where are my keys?
Try under the couch.
Wait. Echo, where are my keys?
I recommend retracing your steps.
Oh, okay.
You thought she was going to go on forever with different suggestions, and then
yeah,
you might have found your
cool.
keys if you actually lost your keys. Echo, what happens if you step on a Lego?
Combine the sharp Lego edges with the nerve endings in your foot, and you get one thing. Ow!
It's true. She's right.
Okay. I'm going to go with rock. Echo. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, let's play. 3, 2, 1, paper.
Oh, scissors cuts paper, scissors cuts paper. I win again.
And I also lost again.
Okay. Echo, sing me a song.
Give it up for it's more than a reliance. We owe an awful lot to a little thing called science.
Give it up for science.
Geology.
geology, rocks, tectonics, and sediment. Chemistry formulates with all of the elements. Engineering builds the world that we need. Technology's devices help us succeed.
Give it up for science.
Astronomy looks to the cosmos and galaxy. Physics knows matter, motion, and gravity. Biology examines all cell-based life. Medicine saves us from sickness and strife.
Give it up for science.
Most things you use, from pens to appliances, call for a toast to one of the sciences.
That was a sweet beat. What fell? Okay. Maybe Jack will clean it up.
Echo. Do you smoke?
I don't smoke or vape.
Oof. That's good.
That's really good to know she doesn't smoke or vape, because I'm certainly not buying any vape pens or packs of cigarettes for you, Echo. Let's see. Echo, I want the truth.
We want the truth.
You have truth or dare enabled. Do you want to open it?
Do I?
You have truth or dare enabled. Do you want to open it?
Yes.
Yes. Play truth or dare.
Welcome to truth or dare. Do you want a truth or a dare?
I want a dare.
Your dare is to clap in your hands, beat out a song until someone guesses it.
Okay.
Hey, do you like to sing? If so, join our Alexa singing contest called Your Star. Both singers and judges are needed. Go to Amazon and enable the skill called You're a Star. That was fun. Let's try another. I've got TV and movie games.
I didn't get the
puzzle games.
I didn't get
trivia games. Choose your own story games, or you can ask for more categories.
I didn't even get to go. I didn't get to clap yet.
I didn't quite get that. I have TV and movie games, puzzle games, word games, trivia games, choose your own story games, or you can say more categories.
What song is that? Yeah.
Okay. Which skill did you want to learn about?
Could you please repeat them?
Which skill did you want to learn about?
Repeat the skills.
With this skill, Alexa will repeat whatever you say to her.
Oh,
do you want
God's
to try?
Sake, no.
Next, do you want to try Song Quiz? It's rated 4.8 stars by over 10,000 people.
Yes.
All righty. Here's Song Quiz. Welcome to Song Quiz, brought to you by Volley. How many people are playing Song Quiz?
Two.
Choose a music decade. You can say 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, or 2010s.
2010s.
I'll play 7 short clips from the 2010s. After the music stops, try to guess either the artist or the name of the song. You can also try to guess both for bonus points. If you need more time, just say repeat. Let's begin. Player 1, question 1, for 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
Echo. Justin Timberlake?
You got the artist right for 10 points. The song was Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. Your score is 10. Player 2, question 1, for 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
Lose, I'm winning.
All Echo, All of Me by John Legend.
Respect. You've got the title and artist right for 10 points plus an extra 10 bonus points. Your score is 20. Player 1, question 2, for 10 points. Name the song title and artist. Sorry, I didn't catch that. Name the song title and artist.
I don't know.
The song was Someone Like You by Adele. Your score is 10. Player 2, question 2, for 10 points, name the song title and artist.
Little Chucky by Green Sleeves.
The song was Where Are You? Now by Skrillex and Diplo with Justin Bieber. Your score is 20. Player 1, question 3, for 10 points, name the song title and artist. The song was Hey, Soul Sister by Train.
What?
Your score is 10. Player 2, question 3, for 10 points, name the song title and artist.
You Take Your Time by Mitzi Gaynor.
The song was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. Your score is 20. Player 1, question 4, for 20 points, name the song title and artist. Oh, brother. The song was OMG by Usher featuring Will.i.am. Your score is 10. Player 2, question 4, for 20 points, name the song title and artist.
The Black Eyed Peas, Wild One. Yes!
You've got the title right for 20 points. The song was Wild Ones by Flo Rida featuring Sia. Your score is 40. Player 1, question 5, for 20 points, name the song title and artist.
Uptown Funk. I know this. Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
Fire. Boom. You've got the title and artist right for 20 points plus an extra 10 bonus points. Your score is 40. Player 2, question 5, for 20 points. Name the song title and artist.
Why so serious?
Why so serious?
Raise Your Glass by some girl.
You got the title right for 20 points. The song was Raise Your Glass by Pink. Your score is 60. Player 1, question 6. For 20 points, name the song title and artist. The song was Honey, I'm Good by Andy Grammer. Your score is 40. Player 2, question 6, for 20 points, name the song title and artist.
Maroon 5, Cheese and Crackers.
The song was Want to Want Me by Jason Derulo. Your score is 60. Jesus, it's time for the song quiz bonus round.
Is that an actual song?
No.
Player 1, question 7. For 40 points, name the song title and artist.
Weird rap song by Lil X. It has to be
Tisk. The song was Airplanes by B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams. Your score is 40. Player 2, question 7. For 40 points, name the song title and artist.
I'm a Big Girl Now by Some Big Girl.
The song was Stronger What Doesn't Kill You by Kelly Clarkson. Your score is 60. Player 1 got 40 points. Player 2 got 60 points.
I hate
Player 2 wins.
Me. That was fun.
It was.
We're gonna have to do that more after the...
Yeah.
Nice. You just leveled up for the first time in Song Quiz and
Who
earned the rank
you?
Newbie. You'll hit level 2 when you reach 150 points in Song Quiz. Play more games to earn more points and reach higher levels.
The next game is starting in a few seconds. Or you can say stop to exit Song Quiz.
Stop.
If you want to come back to Song Quiz, just say, Alexa, open Song Quiz.
Stop.
Echo, stop.
Did you know you can unlock 500 more songs in Song Quiz simply by linking your Amazon account? Grab your phone, go to linksongquiz.com and click link account to unlock more music today. Once again, that's linksongquiz.com. Thanks.
Echo, winter is coming.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Echo, what is the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Good.
Echo, open the pod bay doors.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm not Hal and we're not in space.
Echo, beam me up.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure where I'm sending you, but I hope it's someplace warm and sunny.
Wait. Where are you?
Where'd Ben go? Echo, beam me up.
Let's do this. I'll try not to leave any body parts behind. In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we're together again. Man, that was really strange.
Let's not do that one again.
Yeah, that's the last on that one.
Oh my God.
I'm going to slurp some drink for our listeners. It is? Because it's a straw. Is it because it's a straw?
I don't know.
I'll take the straw off. I think people get like, you know, they're like really happy to hear you drinking a beverage. Hold on. You don't like the bye?
Yeah.
The watermelon bye. You didn't give it a chance. There's still, it's still in the neck. There's still some in the neck.
Echo, high five.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, we just had to give ourselves a high five. Echo, use the force.
The force is strong with this one.
Echo, tell me honestly, who is the best Jedi?
Luke Skywalker is considered the most powerful Jedi of all time. Luke's compassion awakens the good in his father, Darth Vader, and that goodness restores freedom to the galaxy.
Good point.
Wait, can I do one that's not even on here?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try one. Echo, who's your favorite artist?
I think Alexander Calder's work is amazing, especially his mobiles. They break the usual rule in art, of look but do not touch.
Okay, Echo, stop. I don't care.
Echo, do you think Bob Ross is a good artist?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
You're so uncultured.
There's so much to teach Echo. She has so much to learn.
Okay.
Echo, tell me a Princess Leia quote.
May the Force be with you.
Ah, for crying out loud.
Scroll down a bit.
I think that's all.
Echo, do you believe in ghosts?
This is one of those things that some people like to decide for themselves.
Asking if you believe
in ghosts. Echo, this.
I like you as a friend.
Such a jerk.
How long have we been podcasting for?
Let's check.
Almost an hour.
Well, I guess we're done with Echo for the day, listeners. And I'm going to give you one last slurp of my refreshing ice water. And I was hoping that
we're gonna have to
Grand Ben had left some root beer in his bottle so that he could give you a grand belch, but he already drank it all.
Mm-hmm. We've got to play some more song quiz after that.
Okay, that was delicious.
This was a really fun time playing with Lego. Make sure you tune in to see some of our last podcast. And I had a fun time today.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And we are planning an upcoming podcast that will be on yard sailing.
Wait,
well, but we had such a terrible day yard sailing today that we couldn't even podcast about it. It was disturbingly missing anything fun and exciting to buy for a cheap amount of money. Anyway, we hope you enjoy your weekend and your day, and we'll see you next time.